This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
If you suffer from celiac disease or you have a gluten intolerance, you'll be all too well aware that the cost of gluten-free foods is greater than those foods made with simple wheat flour. Well, why are gluten-free foods so much more expensive? And surely our supermarkets aren't profiteering from those with a particular medical condition. Or could it be that the ingredients are more expensive to produce? Well, you know what? Let's find out. Flavio Macau is an Associate Dean at the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University. Welcome to Joy Drive, Flavio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, how much more expensive are gluten-free products?
Well, it depends. It can be a lot more expensive. It can be three times more expensive if we are talking about bread, as an example, gluten-free bread. It can be just a little bit more expensive if you are talking about a few other products, like when you're talking about lactose-free. But on average, there is some research that says that it is at least about 15 to 30% more expensive.
Now, it's interesting because the cynical in me that just immediately says, oh my goodness, the supermarkets are just making extra profit from us. But is that the case, or are the ingredients more expensive?
Well, there are a few things in there. So yes, there are more different ingredients when you talk about gluten-free bread, and some of them are not something that you would find easily when you go to a supermarket. They are involved in bringing some thickness to the bread, like tapioca starch or maize starches. So yes, the ingredients will play some part on that, but it's not only the ingredients.
Oh, what else is it?
Well, another thing, and I'll say that's the major thing, is about volume. So when you talk about regular food, you have really huge, huge, huge volumes and lots of companies, lots of brands involved into that. So you have a lot of choice, a lot of competition, and then the more you manufacture, the more you're buying, the less expensive it becomes. If you turn to gluten-free as an example, you have fewer companies who are active, you have fewer quantities that you are manufacturing, and then you lose what we call economies of scale. And because you have a smaller volume, it costs more per unit for you to manufacture those items.
Flavio, I was thinking then, if I was a massive bread manufacturer or baker, and I was producing both the traditional flour-based bread and a gluten-free bread, I think I'd be nervous that somehow I might cross-contaminate the products and then cause someone to become very sick, and therefore it increases the risk for me as a manufacturer. Does that increase the cost? Do they have to account for that in their manufacturing process?
Definitely, they have to be a lot more careful because there is more quality control involved. So if you look at the Australia and New Zealand Food Standards Code, they are very specific standards when you're talking about allergenic food. So yes, it will cost more to maintain the machines, it will cost more to shift your operation, and you have to keep a keen eye so that there is not cross-contamination. And that does add a bit to those type of food being a little bit more expensive or a lot more expensive.
We're chatting with Flavio Macau, Associate Dean at the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University, about why gluten-free products are so much more expensive than the traditional flour-based product. Now, I've noticed that there's a lot more brands starting to offer gluten-free products. Is that increased competition slowly starting to bring down prices?
It is definitely good news, because the more people you convince, even those that don't require to have a specific diet, the more people that start buying those products, the more the companies will look into this market, the more companies come to the market, the bigger is the volume, the more is the competition, and then you should see that prices will come closer to each other. So that's definitely good news.
What can consumers do who have food allergies if they do want to save money? I mean, what tips have you got for them?
Well, there are two things that you can go two different ways. One is to be a consumer that goes and does your research and looks for, the less expensive products, or always comparing supermarkets. Another thing that you can do is, where possible, replace, say, the pasta for rice, which is gluten-free. maybe not as delicious, but that is something that you can do now and then. And also can pressure your politician, because if you look at other countries like the UK and the US, there are some discounts to people who need to buy those products, and there are some discounts in taxes and so on. So those are the things that you can do as a consumer.
That's a great idea, because it's not as though, you know, one, I know some people do it because they think it's good to do, but it's not as though you're just being trendy or jumping on some sort of bandwagon, oh, I think I want to be gluten-free. I mean, this is a medical condition, isn't it? And we don't want to penalise people for having that.
Exactly. So if you go look into the UK, those who have the medical condition, they will get a rebate from the government. They will get kind of a discount. So that's something that we could be looking for here in Australia to happen. So it's about having a conversation with the parties and the politicians, because it is a more than fair cause to fight for.
Flavio, great to chat with you. Thank you so much for chatting on Drive.
Thank you so much for having me.
Flavio McHugh, Associate Dean at the School of Business and Law at Edith Cowan University.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.